This one is almost broken up by Greenwood, but the Lady Bombers get into the half court. Lakin Moore with the basketball between the circles of the left side Rucker. They're hounding her. Rucker didn't get many shots off the other night. She got about three or four shots where the other night she hit 7 of 10 in the from the three-point line.
Yeah, you know, Russellville keyed on Amelia last time when we played and was unable to get some shots off.
They tried to force it down to Waymire, but it goes right to the hands of Amelia Rucker and the ball game. Well, actually, it's a one-point game. 3-2 our score, Greenwood with the lead. Three-pointer on the way from the left side. This one is missed, rebounded by Parker Husky, and the Lady Bombers are pushing ahead. Rucker could have taken it across the timeline. They skip it to Mullen. She'll take it across the timeline. Gives it down to Waymire. It was tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Mountain Home.
That's what Mountain Home can't do. They don't need to speed themselves up. You know, once they get that pressure broke, they need to step back. And, you know, Greenwood is long and athletic, but when you step back and, you know, try to hit our keys, and that's going to help us get some open shots.
Just about a minute through this first quarter of action, Husky loads up the right corner three. This one is missed long or missed short, and it's knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Mountain Home.
Right now, you love the effort that the Lady Bombers are putting. They're crashing the boards. You know, we talked about it. I heard about it this morning. Greenwood's kind of the bully of the conference,
yeah.
Right? And what do? You come out and you try to hit them in the mouth early and see what ends up happening.
Mullen with it. Bounce to the right side, Rucker. Rucker's going to pull it back out. Little 1-3-1 action by Greenwood in the half court. Moore gives it to Rucker, right corner three. This one is missed. Goes right to the hands of Mullen. Mullen pulls up, 18-footer. This one rattles around, won't go. It's knocked out of bounds. Waymire tapped it out, and Greenwood will have the basketball.
Right now, Lady Bombers, good action on the offensive glass and got some good open shots. That's how you got to beat Greenwood, though. You got to make those shots when you get those opportunities.
Tell you what, I'm looking at the Greenwood bench. They got a small army over there, girls. Remember, they came here for volleyball, and they had – they have two full JV teams that they're able to play against, Van Buren and a few other schools. As this three is on the way, good by Trusty.
Yeah, right now,
she's got all six.
Yeah, Trusty's been able to step into two wide open threes and get going early here.
So Lady Bombers trying to get the ball across the timeline as they're close to a 10-second call, and Coach Dell Leonard's going to take a timeout, and we'll take one with him. 6:12 to go here in this first quarter. Lady Bombers trailing 6-2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7. Go 30, Audrey.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Ball was inbound, and there's an immediate foul. Couldn't see who that foul was on.
I think they got Anna Trusty there reaching
they
behind
did.
With, like, more, you know, Anna's a junior and one that's going to be here next year. They also, you'll see, they're going to have a freshman that will come in, Riley Potts.
Uh-huh.
He's a point guard, and we'll have to see her tonight as well.
6:04 to go. This pass was knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Mountain Home as it's thrown in the backcourt. Fresh 35 on the shot clock as this one's knocked away. Greenwood picks it up, and it's batted around still in the backcourt. Shot clock finally starts as they get across the timeline to the left side over to Sexton. Sexton, shot was missed on the left side. It's rebounded by Moore. Moore being hounded by three Bulldogs. Moore with the basketball. They're down to five before they have to get it across. They get ahead to Rucker. Lady Bombers have numbers now. Rucker back to this side to Mullen. Mullen tried to get it to Waymire. Got knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Mountain Home. It's going to be right next to the D in Greenwood on the floor here.
Yeah, that's what you see. You know, Greenwood's got active hands. You're never going to get many clear passes off. You're going to have to jump stop. You're going to have to use your pass fakes, and then you have to make good, solid passes when you do make the pass.
Rucker with the basketball. Down to 16 on the shot clock. Rucker met by a double team. Gives it back to Husky. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Back to Moore. Moore dumps it down to Waymire. Waymire couldn't handle it. It's turned over, picked up by Greenwood. They skipped it ahead to Trusty. As Trusty wasn't ready, it bounced off her foot, but she corrals it anyway. And Trusty, the Tulsa Golden Hurricane commit, as this jumper is missed. Offensive rebound.
Cartwright.
I have my numbers mixed up. Still, she's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
As this one's almost in the backcourt. It's saved by Woolsey. Now, here's the future Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Cartwright banged around by Mullen. This one's almost knocked around. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Trusty Now down to the short corner, Matty Cartwright. The jumper's good, and it's 8-2 Greenwood. Matty Cartwright's on the board, her first points of the night.
I don't think they called that a three.
They called that a three. That was from the short corner, it looked like, unless my eyes deceive me. As Waymire on the other end is fouled and should go to the free throw line. We didn't miss something, did we? Looked like it was pretty well inside the three-point line.
Yeah, I think she stepped back right at the last second there and was able to get behind the line and get that shot off.
Either way, they called a three, so it is 9-2. As this free throw was missed by Lauren Waymire. Isabella Smith will come in now. Izzy Smith, as they call her on the roster, 5'5 sophomore. Waymire's second free throw is good. The Lady Bombers cut it to 6.
Also for the Greenwood Lady Bombers, got Kyla Piercy in the game.
As a shot by Cartwright is good, man. They go in a hurry, don't they?
Yeah, and Cartwright just puts her head down and just gets to the basket and gets an easy layup there. You know, this is what Greenwood does. They all of a sudden you look up and you're down 10 or 12, and then you start pressing and making turnovers, and here we are with the 10-second.
It's an awful quick 10 seconds.
Look at the shot clock,
yeah.
24
seconds. That's right.
That's what they're going with.
But I'm not wondering if they're starting it correctly, because it really seemed like that. It probably was a 10-second. It was by how they called it, but. It's not supposed to start until the ball's inbounded, but. So Trusty with the basketball and out of this side to Cartwright. Cartwright working against Waymire, going to step through, whistle and a foul, counted and one. So 13-3 our score. The bucket's good by Maddie Cartwright. They're going to get Lauren Waymire with the foul as Anna McCarn will step in, replacing Waymire, who will head to the bench.
Whitten Coleman also came in for Cameron Boland.
That's right. Helps to have another set of eyes over here.
Especially in these 2-foot chairs that we have looking over a 3-foot counter.
As this free throw was good, and it's an 11-point lead here early on. Maddie Cartwright with 8 points already. Lady Bombers pushing ahead. Rucker puts up the 10-footer. This one is missed. Rebounded by Russin. And there's a whistle, and a foul is called. They're going to give that to Amelia Rucker. That might be her second foul. Or it's her first foul, excuse me. So Rucker's hit with the foul on the Lady Bombers. That was foul number 2. Actually, I have a foul number 3. The board might be wrong. As this shot is good off the window by Anna Trusty. 16-3 our score. Trusty and Cartwright, the only ones that have scored. As this one's turned over immediately, a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Parker Husky on that one.
You know, right now the Lady Bombers are helping Greenwood. They are letting them have some easy transition buckets, and that's not what we need to do.
So Coach Leonard's seen enough. He wants another timeout. He'll take his second. So we'll take a little break and bring you Lady Bomber basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. 16-3 our score with 3:22 left in the first quarter.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Back here in H.B. Stewart Bulldog Arena, tell you what, the drum line showed up as waiting on this free throw. This free throw is good. First one's good. She'll have a second one. Can't see who that is at the line. Who was that at the line?
I believe it's Piercy, maybe.
That's Piercy, yep. Kyla Piercy, first time at the line. She's the first one other than Trusty and Cartwright to score. She misses the second one as this offensive rebound goes right to the hands of Trusty and falls in. So they turn one missed free throw into 2 points, and Trusty's got 10 points so far. Tell you what, Greenwood came to play this afternoon. McCarn with the basketball. Lady Bombers have it in the front court. McCarn kicks it out to Husky to the right side. Mullen lost the handle. They try to get it to Husky. It's going to go into the backcourt. Izzy Smith picks it up. Great hustle by Husky to cut her off, keep it from being a layup. Russin now over to the right side. Cartwright, she hits the three. I'll tell you what. This is not unexpected by this Greenwood bunch. It's 21-3. McCarn on the other end, hook shot is missed, and it's rebounded by Greenwood. 22-3, excuse me, is our score. As this reverse layup, I'll tell you what a move by Maddie Cartwright. Cartwright gets it to go. She's got 13 points so far. 24-3 our score as Mullen lost the handle. It's picked up by Moore. Moore gives it to Witten Coleman. Coleman tried to give it down to McCarn on the low block as it's knocked away. It'll stay with the Lady Bombers as Bailey Rittenberg and Lauren Waymire will return to the ballgame, replacing Lincoln Moore and Cameron Mullen.
Yeah, you can see right now Mountain Home is just sped up in everything we're doing. You know, we can't – Greenwood is good enough on the offensive end. We don't need to help them with giving them free open layups, and that's what we're doing.
And a whistle, and I believe they called
– 5 seconds.
Yeah, 5 seconds, yep. 2:15 to go in this first quarter, 24-3 now our score. Glad you're here with us this evening. You couldn't make the 201-mile trip here for a conference game. We're glad you're here watching with us this evening as this shot is good by Maddie Cartwright. Tell you what, their AD wasn't joking when they said they were ready to go.
They were ready to go, yeah.
He's got 16 points as it is 27-3 now. Coleman has tried to get it down to McCarn. It's turned over. Pushing ahead is Trusty. Trusty goes with the Euro step off the window. Rattle around, wouldn't go. Waymire comes up with it, and there's a whistle and a foul. 27-3 our score as they're going to give that to Izzy Smith. That'll be her first foul, team's third. Ella Williams will come back in for Greenwood.
Yeah, you know, Dylan, it's just going to be a long night right here if you're the Lady Bombers and you keep giving up wide open layups for them and you know, turnovers at the top of the key. Like I said, Green was good enough that they don't need any help.
As Trusty comes down, gets the steal, and it's another layup on the other end. Anna Trusty gets the layup to go. I'll tell you what, she's got 12 points, 16 for Cartwright. It's been a two-girl show so far except for one made free throw as this one is turned over again. Smith with the basketball off the window, missed it long, rebounded by Maddie Cartwright. Tell you what, she's everywhere. Look at a hustle by Cartwright. About dove in the first row. This layup by Piercy's good, and it's 31-3 right now, and we're at right at a minute to go here in this first quarter. It's 31-3 in favor of Greenwood. Tell you what, they're not messing around tonight. Rittenberg with the basketball on the right wing. Rittenberg skips it over to the far side to Husky. Husky back to Waymire. Waymire, she'll put up the three. Got it! So Lauren Waymire on the board now. She's got 3 points.
Not a shot you'd normally see Lauren take right there. She will hit it if she's wide open, but a step in three. Nice to see that go down.
As on the other end, immediately Maddie Cartwright. The layup is good. 33-6 now. Amelia Rucker with the basketball. Little 1-3-1 again from Greenwood. Down to 20 seconds. Shot clock turned off. Rucker loads up the college length three. This one is missed and rebounded by Trusty and a whistle. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Trusty and Mountain Home will keep the basketball. So Sarah Williams and who else came in? Sarah Williams. Lincoln Moore came back in.
Yeah, replacing Bailey Rittenberg and Anna McCarn.
As Rucker's going to throw it in. Rucker looking, gets it into Husky finally. Bounced down to Moore in the low. The high post gives it to Rucker for three. It's good. So back-to-back threes for the Lady Bombers, and it's 33-9. So Rucker has 5 points so far as this jumper is missed at the buzzer, but damage has been done. A very fast-paced first quarter. Lady Bombers trailing 33-9 at the end of one. We'll take a short break, bring you the second quarter of action. You're watching Lady Bomber basketball on Bomber Sports Network and listening on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated